Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Top Stories, it's producer Chris. Now we're going back to May 2008 and Bugle issue 171, Dead Hill Walking. John and Andy cast an eye over the state of the US presidential election and the Hill in Question's flogging campaign. Flogging?
Top story in this week's Bugle, and we have grave news. Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign is grievously ill. Friends, family and grieving financial backers are gathered around the campaign's bedside. Reports from within the Gary Hart Memorial Campaign Hospice say that the campaign is, quotes, as good as dead and barely functioning as a real campaign anymore. Staff at the hospice said, we've seen countless campaigns going the same way over the years, but it doesn't make it any easier.
Hillary Clinton has continued her slow, elegant freefall towards defeat, tugging away at the ripcords of primary parachutes in North Carolina and Indiana, both of which failed to inflate enough to halt her plummet towards failure. And even her emergency superdelegate rocket boots look as if they're about to let her down. She's become like the Japanese soldiers who fought on long after World War II had ended. Hiro Onoda fought on for 29 years after the end of the war until his old commander, Major Taniguchi, gave him the official orders to stop. This could well happen here. She could be campaigning long after Obama or McCain are sworn in as president next year. The voices calling for her to pull out are increasing in number and volume, and they're now starting to resemble not so much critics as concerned boxing spectators screaming out, "Stop the fight!" as someone gets repeatedly pummeled, throwing anything that even resembles a towel towards the ring. Stop the fight! Oh, for the love of God, stop the fight!
In fact, doctors at Democratic headquarters are urging Clinton to make the end as quick and painless as possible, perhaps a kindly pillow over the face, a caring vial of cyanide in its morning grits, a lovingly American baseball bat round the back of the head. But sources close to Hillary Clinton suggest that she prefers to let it die a natural death on grounds of self-promotion.
How has this got so bad, Andy, that I actually feel sorry for her now? This is one of the least sympathetic people in the country, and yet I just want to give her a hug. Then, though, she goes and says something about how Obama can't get the support of working-class white people. The moment passes, and I have to withdraw that hug offer, and she must remain unembraced. Her campaign is now $25 million in debt, $11 million of which is her own money, which she has loaned herself. And American democracy really is the biggest and the longest in the world, Andy. It's also the most expensive, so it just has to be the best. It's like art. If it's expensive, it must be good. The cost of becoming president is no longer the most mind-blowing statistic. It's now how much it costs to lose. That you can spend $1 billion and still not be president. It's just ridiculous. I guess that just shows how far the dollar has been devalued.
But Clinton claimed after winning Pennsylvania a short while ago that the tide was turning. And she was right, but sadly that tide proved to be the one at the edge of a small inland pond, slightly exacerbated by a passing pedalo. She also told supporters after squeaking a victory in Indianapolis last week that it was now full speed onto the White House. albeit that was full speed on a two-legged donkey. And the White House in question was, in fact, Jack and Meg White's house, where the Clintons are taking on the White Stripes in a behind-closed-doors, winner-takes-all triathlon of drinking, shrieking, marked for both volume and pitch, and caged wrestling. Bring your own chair.
Well, there's only going to be Meg and Hillary left standing at the end of that one. But what happens when you owe donors so much, Andy? Well, things like this happen. Ardent Clinton supporter Harvey Weinstein reportedly threatened Speaker Nancy Pelosi with cutting funding to the Democrats if they didn't find a way to count the delegates from Michigan and Florida. That kind of thing happens. You get held to ransom by the executive producer of The Nanny Diaries. There have been many signs of this doom ahead, though. Hillary compared herself last week to the horse Eight Bells just before the Kentucky Derby, a horse who was second favourite. Sadly, Eight Bells came in second and was then immediately euthanised on the track. Unfortunate and yet prescient.
Well, very few politicians have quite such an amazing ability to do predictive metaphors of their own careers. I think she should be praised.
I guess she's not really in demand as a horse pundit anymore. Please, don't pick my horse, Hillary. Don't pick my horse. It's only young.
But is it fizzling out a bit, the Democratic campaign, John? Because there's quite a few primaries left, but they're all quite small. And I think the Democrats really need to look at how they organise their campaign. There's a real lack of drama. I think they probably should have kept a few of the big states to the end to get a real showdown. That's really what the fans want to see. Yeah, her chances of winning do now look as remote as the chances of any candidate in this race being photographed at a rally without appearing to do a Nazi salute. I guess it is quite hard to wave at a crowd or even gesticulate in any way without at some point looking like you're doing a Nazi salute. And that is always the picture chosen. I guess the key is to make sure that everyone standing behind you isn't also doing the same action. That's when it starts to look suspicious.
Are you saying Hitler was just very badly misconstrued by photographers, Andy?
Yeah. You know, it's anything out of context looks bad. Albeit his was in context and looked bad.
And was bad.
Yeah, it didn't just
look
bad.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the waving was the worst side of his character, but it was yet another unpleasant one.
That was another top story. Thanks for listening. Discover more from the Bugle Empire at thebuglepodcast.com, where you can donate and become a subscriber and get these episodes without any ads. Mwah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.